home of the Columbus Blue Jackets. Sports Radio 97.1 The Fan.
Find the trailer shot. Score!
You are now listening to The Inside Edge with Jody Shelley and Bob McElligan. This is your inside perspective on the NHL players, the Blue Jackets, and more.
Brought to you by Nationwide, AEP, and Ohio Health. March with us.
Here's former Jacket Jody Shelley and the voice of the Jackets, Bob McElligan.
Well, good evening and welcome to The Inside Edge. I am Bob McElligan, joined by Jody Shelley tonight. The Blue Jackets off this evening and off tomorrow. Actually, tomorrow will be a trip over to Pittsburgh to play the Penguins on Friday. Disappointing loss for the Blue Jackets last night at home against the Vancouver Canucks. 5-3 was the final in that game. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about where the Blue Jackets sit right now and where they are going into the game on Friday in Pittsburgh. But Jody, last night was disappointing. I'd said it after the game last night. It was disappointing. I felt all day that they were going to win that game. I felt like that when I got up in the morning. I felt like that at the skate. I felt like that in the afternoon. And all the way up until when Brandon Sutter scored the goal to break a 3-3 tie and give Vancouver the advantage late in the third.
I think the players felt that way too, Bob. I mean, you look at how they played that game. There was a lot of good puck possession time. There was great opportunities on net. They kind of shot themselves in the foot a couple times, and again, when they had the go-ahead goal, that it was a moment where, you know, it was like they had it in the bag. It was a shorthanded goal, and then from there, they just kind of lost it. So I'm sure they're way more disappointed and discouraged when they left the rink last night, but today was a work day, and watched them practice, and boy, they worked hard today.
Well, good, and let's talk about that a little bit more, and also talk about a great event that's coming up.
Yes.
This Sunday at Nationwide Arena as we bring in Blue Jackets forward Scott Hartnell. Scotty, thanks for joining us tonight. We have him? Hold on. Did I not push the right thing? Hold on.
I love when you do this.
I hate when I do this. I thought I hit the dog. There he is. Scotty, you there?
Waking up there,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, I know. You know me. Can't push the right button. Story of my life. Hey, we were just talking about the disappointment. How did you guys feel when you left the rink last night after letting that 3-2 lead get away against Vancouver?
It was crushing, to say the least. It ruined my night last night. You have a tough sleep. It ruins your morning. Your shoulders are a little slumped going in the rink today. But like Jody just said in the opener, there it was with some life in practice today. We had it was a work day. We were getting better out there today, I guess you can say, and. But it was still, still you think about it and you kind of get down, but you got to realize that we got a new game coming up in a couple of days against a big opponent, and it's never hard to get up for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So it'll be a big match for us to get back on the winning ways.
Scotty, you were a part of the team in Philadelphia 2010 that went to the finals and lost to Chicago that year. And you guys started, if I recall correctly, it was a mess in Philly. Is it similar to what you're going through here? Have you ever been through something like this with an organization?
I was actually just telling one of my friends that was in town here for a little bit. It reminds me a lot like that season. Our coach was fired, I think, three games into the season there in Philly. Craig Berube came in and was just, after a couple weeks, there was a different mindset in the team, a different attitude, than when Laviolette was there. And it was just, we just kept battling. You had, you took it in a few game segments. You got to win 3 out of 4. You got to win 3 out of 4. And next thing you know, you're close to 500. And then you build momentum. You gain confidence. You gain all that kind of positivity. And then it came down to the last game of the year. And I think you remember, Jody, because you were playing for the Rangers and we won the shootout. And made it to the playoffs and went all the way to the finals and lost. But definitely a lot of similarities. And you have to, I guess, being myself, being a veteran guy, it's you got to recall those past experiences. And definitely we'll share that with the guys tomorrow.
Were you surprised that Jody didn't go in that shootout that time, Scott?
Well, actually, I thought he would. He did score back-to-back goals in game 81, game 82 against the Flyers. And
oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
See, I didn't.
I didn't forget about it, Jody. And then they used, I think, Ole Jokinen when they had Gabrick on the bench. It is what it is. But, definitely a lot of similarities. And I totally believe in this group of guys that we have. I believe in you know, the system we're playing now, we're playing harder. We just have to finish those games out hard.
What is it like with John Tortorella now after a couple of weeks? We were talking last night. We were doing our post-game show. Tell me if my theory's correct, that at first when he came in, the first number of games, if he made mistakes, maybe you just didn't know. Maybe you weren't quite aware of what he needed you to do or wanted you to do. Are you guys at the point now where you know exactly what he wants and how you're supposed to do it, and he knows exactly what you can do and is trying to put you in the position to do it?
Yeah, he's very to the point, matter of fact kind of guy. And when you're messing up, he tells you. When you're doing a great job, you're doing the right things, he you know, pads your gets you going, gets you pumped up again. And you know, I think we've, you know, just like that game yesterday, we played 53 great minutes, and then those last few minutes we just like totally collapsed. And you know, I think it was just that's just kind of how it's been this year so far. We've been close in games, and then just at the end, it's something drastic happens, and you know, we collapse. And I think it's a mindset. And I think we've addressed it today. Tomorrow when we get to practice, it'll be another work day, and just build that confidence slowly but surely, and get things in the right direction.
Scotty, I was wondering, are you surprised at him? Because you played against him, you battled against his team so many times. Are you surprised at how encouraging and how caring he is to you guys in the room?
Not at all. I am surprised, actually. it's wild because you hear all these horror stories of him and, you know, how hard he is on guys and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, they're almost like fake rumors. You know, he cares about all of us in that room. He believes in our group. He, you know, he believes so much in his system and what he preaches. It's, you know, it just infects our whole dressing room. You know what I mean? So it's there. We're, you know, we're almost at a tipping point where everything's going to kind of start snowballing in the right direction, get better. We're getting faster. We're playing better defensively, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, I believe in him. I know everyone else in the dressing room believes in him, what he's trying to preach and what he's got going on. And we're just ready to keep that going.
Talking with forward Scott Hartnell of the Blue Jackets. And, oh, by the way, one thing you haven't mentioned, you're almost rejuvenated under this guy. I mean, you're leading the team in points, able to stay ahead of Boone Jenner by one, even though he got a goal last night. So what's going on with you right now? What has you so comfortable in your game in the last couple of games?
Well, I think just, you know, for my game, it's pretty simple. I don't do anything, you know, too flashy or too fancy, but you know, I like to think that I get the job done, you know, night in and night out. And, you know, I have to be, you know, hard on my forechecks. You have to be good defensively. You got to, you know, I had 7 shots last night. I'm disappointed myself that, you know, couldn't get in a goal or two or whatever, you know, but you're getting those opportunities and, you know, sometimes they might not go in, and then, you know, other times they go in bunches. So I'm just really excited about, you know, getting the opportunity to be on the power play still and be out there in the last minute of a game. And you got to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's what, you know, I've been told for years by older guys and kind of preaching to these young guys now. It's, you know, you get in that position, you got to take advantage of it. And, you know, you look at Boone right now on the power play, he's been doing a hell of a job. And you know, we had a couple of big goals yesterday too.
Yeah, big goals in short periods of time on those power plays yesterday. Yesterday was one of those games where if you could have played special teams the entire game, maybe you would have won it, right? I mean, the penalty kill was good. The power play was good.
Yeah, it's, you know, you look at, you know, like you just said, you look at the different aspects of the game, and we just had a stranglehold on that game, and just the way it turned out, it's just real disappointing.
Well, we also wanted to talk to you about your foundation, the Hartnell Down Foundation.
Enough about those games.
Yeah. No, we're moving on. You know what? We'll move right on to Pittsburgh because I know how much you love to go into Pittsburgh and play the Penguins. So we'll just wait to talk to you on Saturday or Sunday when you have something really good to talk about. But,
exactly.
But we do want to talk about the Hartnell Down Foundation, all the great work that you do through the foundation. And you actually have an event coming up this weekend at Nationwide Arena. It is the Ha Ha Hartnell Down. It's a dinner and a comedy show. I can't believe you couldn't find a good MC for this thing. But I guess Jody's going to be your MC, right?
I'm going to fill
Tell
in.
Me about it. He was my third choice, Bob.
Oh, thank you. Top 5.
Tell us a little bit about the show and what you're hoping to do with this show to raise some money for the foundation, Scott.
Well, I think, as you know, laughter is, you know, and just having fun in life is a big part of, you know, what I believe in. And, you know, I think what almost every hockey player has to have some humor in his life. And, you know, since I started this Hartnell Down Foundation, you know, giving back to kids, making sure they can get equipment, making sure they can get that, you know, some hockey camps where it started in Philly. Now it's in Columbus. And we just want to grow this thing. No, not too huge where it's, you know, this huge project that you're always worrying about, but to get kids into hockey camps and just enjoy kind of what I've been doing as a kid and what Jody probably did as a kid, that going to these camps, you meet friendships, you do all sorts of fun activities. And, you know, for Sunday night, having my first real big event, just to kind of show Columbus kind of what I'm all about, what the foundation's all about, and just have a real fun night doing it.
So it's 5 o'clock on Sunday. It's at Nationwide Arena, and the Ha Ha Hartnell Down thing, the Ha Ha part is because of the comedy, and you've got a very good friend of yours that is coming in to give that comedy show. Jody and I had a chance to talk to this guy last year, Kelly Taylor. We talked to him last year, and then Jody said, "We're not running this interview. There's no way we're running it." Because it was too, like, we would have had to bleep out so much. But it was so funny, and he's a great guy. Tell us a little bit about him.
Yeah, he's from Prince Albert, Saskatchewan. He's I played my junior in Prince Albert there for the Raiders, and, you know, I think he was a few years older than me, and I think, he obviously watched some games when I was there. I didn't know him personally back then, but he's done a few of my charity events back home in Canada over the past 4 or 5 years. He's just, everything that comes out of his mouth is absolutely just priceless. And I'm sure he's gonna have his A game on there for Sunday night. And just a good individual, good family man, and just excited for him to come to Columbus and turn our season around for us.
And what do people have to do to get tickets? Can they go on your Hartnell Down Facebook page?
Yeah, there is limited tickets available. Yeah, hartnelldown.com. And, you know, there's obviously links for it there. And it should be a fun night if you haven't got your tickets already to get on there and grab them. So, you know, Jody knows his deal. He is a funny guy, and just excited to, you know, like I said, I when I got traded here to Columbus, we took some kids right away from the Columbus area to go to the Minnesota hockey camps where I've trained the past, you know, 12 years of my life. And we did the same this past summer, and we want to make it bigger and better and having more kids come, you know, every summer to experience what it's like to be a pro in the summertime, you know, meet friends and just, you know, train like a pro.
I was going to ask you, Scotty, people have been asking me the last few days all kinds of questions, and one of them was, which players are they going to be able to rub elbows? It's not just a comedy show. The dinner, you get to sit with a player or two at your table. Obviously, Scotty's got the big table. That the title sponsor is Huntington Bank. So what players do you think will be there?
I talking to guys the last, like, week or two, I'm pretty sure every guy's coming, you know, with their,
wow,
their better half or – you know, by themselves. So, yeah, the, you know, fans will get a instead of having us on the ice skating around with our equipment on, they'll be able to have some, you know, one-on-one time with us, you know, get a picture, all that kind of fun stuff. And like I said, it's cool to have that interaction with players because I know fans love that. And it's great for us, too, to have that close interaction. And like I said, times have been tough, and you got to just, you know, have a little fun in life and realize how lucky we are as players and, you know, how much we love the city. And I'm just glad everyone's supporting it.
Well, I hope Kelly doesn't feel threatened because, you know, I'm hilarious too, and I will have the mic.
Exactly. we'll have the laugh.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Well, that takes away my, I was going to say to him, Scott, I was going to say, Jody, you know, when you MC these things, the MC usually does a set to open it up.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Are you prepared for that?
Oh yeah. No way.
Scott, that might be the biggest laugh of the night, watching him try to get through a set.
I'll be fine.
No doubt. Jody's a pro. He's a pro.
I got some great stories, Bob.
I know you do. And guess what? In that setting, you can tell them all.
I know.
You
and
can't
that's
tell
the fun
here.
Thing about this, and this is why it's an original thing. And I know when Scotty came up with it, he was tossing ideas around. But to have players in a setting where they're actually just relaxed and going to be able to have a laugh with you, it's pretty unique, very unique, actually.
Scott, I would just say, watch out it doesn't turn into a celebrity Scott Hartnell roast.
Oh.
I know. I think there might be some roast on, but I don't. I hope it's not me.
All right. Well, the big concentration is get a win in Pittsburgh and a win at home against Arizona so everybody has a great night, right?
Exactly. That's what I'm hoping for, crossing my fingers for.
Scott, thank you very much for coming on with us tonight, and best of luck with this dinner. Again, HartnellDown.com, and you can get the links to go to the dinner 5 o'clock on Sunday. Scotty, good luck in Pittsburgh on Friday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
See you, Scotty.
That is Scott Hartnell of the Blue Jackets, and an innovative idea.
Very innovative. I mean, I don't know if I've ever heard of a comedy show before, but that's the thing about Kelly Taylor, too, because, Scotty used to have a golf tournament in Lloydminster, where he's from, and the night before, all the celebrities come in, and all the sponsors are there, and then this guy gets up on stage, and everybody, I mean, when you have a room of people laughing together, it's a pretty exciting thing. There's a great energy in there. So Scotty, knowing Kelly Taylor is like let's try to get this involved somehow. And it's a brilliant idea. I'm glad it's good. Tickets are going well.
Again, Sunday at 5 o'clock at Nationwide Arena, and you can go on Scott's Hartnell Down website and get your link to buy the tickets there. The Inside Edge continues on 97.1 The Fan. Bob McElligott and Jody Shelley. Today is Veterans Day. Veterans Day. Last night the Blue Jackets had Military Appreciation Night. It was really great. I said this on my CBJ and 30 show earlier today, and I don't know how you felt about it. I know you're very big into the appreciation of the military. And I'm looking up. They kept on showing all these servicemen and women on the scoreboard. And I was looking at them, and they're, look, I'm getting older now. I'm going, look at these kids, these young kids who have volunteered to put themselves in harm's way to make sure that I can do what I do, right?
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and it's something that we need to remember every day, but it is a special, special night. And, it's nice to see all the sports and all the athletes who have such a big platform to really genuinely say thank you. Face-to-face, like Cam Atkinson, there was a feature run of him where he went out to the airport and presented a check to some people. And you know what? It's amazing to see how hard they work and how simple their life is. And these people take, in their jeans and their work boots, and then they put on that camouflage or whatever their uniform is. And it's just an amazing sense of pride they have. Last night, it's funny, the guy who works the elevator, Timmy.
Yeah.
He's got his regular sweater on, his working sweater, because he's always running the elevator, and he's got a patch of medals, on his vest. I said, Timmy, did you serve? He said, yes, sir. He was in he was over in one of the wars, and he said he was a journalist. He did radio, and wrote columns while over there.
Wow.
And it was pretty amazing, the sense of pride that night and people that we interact with all the time, and then have a night like that and see them be able to be there, rub elbows with each other. And I thought that was a fabulous thing last night.
It was, and it is. And as you said, you forget, you don't think about it all the time because you're busy in your everyday life. But these people are going to Iraq, Afghanistan, all these places, and because they're doing that, you and I can go down the street and grab a burger and go watch a game.
Raise
right?
our kids the way
right.
we want to.
Exactly.
It's really amazing.
Tell you what, if you're a veteran or if you're active military, call us at 821-9710. Just we'd like to thank you. You don't even have to have a hockey question if you don't want to. It doesn't matter. Just call us, tell us what branch you're in, where you've served, whatever. It's wide open to you. Veterans, active military, we appreciate it. We want you to know how much we appreciate everything that you do for us. We get to sit here and we're talking about comedy shows and beating the Vancouver Canucks or losing to the Vancouver Canucks. And really, in the big scheme of things, none of that matters. But it matters to all of us. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But there is a real world out there. And because there are people that manage the real world for us, like you, we're able to continue to do this. And we appreciate it so much. 821-9710. if you want to call in and be a part of the show tonight. It is the Inside Edge. Coming up, we're going to talk about the Pittsburgh Penguins. They will face off against the Montreal Canadiens. They're getting ready to do that tonight, and that's the next opponent for the Blue Jackets. And we got some calls rolling in here, too. So we'll take a break, and we'll come back. We want to hear from you, servicemen and women, you veterans out there. It's your day. The Inside Edge continues on 97.1 The Fan. Blue Jackets getting set to play in Pittsburgh on Friday. Penguins hosting the Montreal Canadiens tonight. It is Veterans Day. We've asked you if you are a serviceman, servicewoman. You're in the military. You're a veteran of the military. Call us. Let us know what branch you were in, where you've been. 821-9710 is the number. 821-9710. Shane is aboard. Hello, Shane.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, man.
I'm good so far. I'm actually driving out to True Rest to get a free salt bath float for Veterans Day.
Very nice. See, it is your day.
Yeah, today's definitely a day. I got all kinds of stuff from everybody being appreciative and all kinds of coffee and free food and just trying to continue it and be full for the rest of the night.
So you're in the Air Force, right?
Yes, I was.
And you were in the Air Force for how long?
Almost 5 years, 7 months.
And what kind of tours of duty did you have?
I was based in England for a few years. Before that was Virginia, and then I went to South Korea for some tactical leadership stuff, Spain, and also Southwest Asia.
So now you're regular civilian life for you?
Yeah, I'm a civilian now. I'm using my GI Bill, and I'm going to school at Ohio State to become a pilot, hopefully.
Very, very good. What did that whole experience do for you as a person?
I think overall put in perspective, like work ethic. I don't want to like downgrade people, but like, I mean, I'm a little older. I'm in school and stuff now, but I can see like the leadership, I guess, that it gave you and the sense of you need to take responsibility for yourself and your own actions and work hard. And I guess a lot of that stuff, it just ingrained into you after a while.
Any opportunity, Shane, Jody Shelley here, any opportunity to follow your favorite sports teams or is there things you keep track of while you're away like that?
Yeah, it was actually really hard. At some of the bases, if you were deployed, they had, you know, had some like networks and stuff. You couldn't get Big Ten Network or anything. I could see Blue Jackets, could never really see the crew. But I would really just have to find like the illegal site, you know, some streaming site if you could, or just watch ESPN. I remember watching Ohio State on the Gamecast, just seeing lines go back and forth, and that's how I spent, you know, some time in England because I couldn't watch the game. So I would cheer when I would see touchdown, and it would just be a text message that said touchdown.
Now, were you alone, or did you have some other people that were with you that were interested in the same teams?
There was definitely a lot of Ohio people in the Air Force in Texas and stuff. So there was lots of rivalries, and you had the everybody on a base, you know, they would meet up, I guess, at the base bar and stuff, but you couldn't get every game. And it was definitely a good time to talk to smack to everybody.
Well, that is what it's all about, Shane. I mean, the sports part of it. But we do thank you for calling. We really do appreciate it because we appreciate your service and the things that you have done to keep this country safe and allow us to do the things that we do each and every day. So please enjoy the rest of your Veterans Day. And again, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shane.
All right, Shane. That is Shane. He was in the Air Force, and now he's in civilian life and going to school. And probably learn more in the Air Force than he learns in school because you tend to learn more in real life, but you go through it and you get your degree and you move on. So if you are a veteran or if you are active military, you can give us a call at 821-9710. That was a good question you asked because you see – well, like last night, I saw that there was one clip on the scoreboard where there was somebody that was overseas somewhere, and they had a Blue Jackets flag hanging.
Yeah, so I saw that.
A lot of times that's kind of, I would imagine, I should have asked Shane this directly, but I would imagine that's your one little slice of home at times, something to hang on to.
Right, but just think about that. I mean, you see those guys, I think the flag was on a tank or something in that picture that you're talking about, and it's pretty amazing what we take for granted, and that's one thing is being able to turn on, you know, CBS or the Big Ten that we're kind of on a Saturday and watch the Buckeyes or Fox Sports Ohio and pick up a Blue Jackets game. It's we're very fortunate, obviously, and we appreciate that. But those little things, day to day, I really don't know what they go through.
Yeah, and we don't. And all too often, we don't ask, you know. And the thing about it is, most of those people just go about their business, and they don't walk around with their chest puffed out. They're very humble people, and they love what they do. And let's see if we can get somebody else that wants to tell us about what they do or what they've done when it comes to the service here on Veterans Day. Let me see.
Timmy.
Yeah, is that Tim? All right. This isn't clicking on here for me. Let's see here. Michael, I can't get this to work. Look at that.
I love it.
I'm hitting the right button this time. I might have just dropped him.
Tim. I think that was Tim from the elevator at Nationwide Arena.
That's a problem when you're in the elevator.
He's in the elevator. No, it gets cut off.
Tim, call back.
Desert Storm. That's right.
82197. That Desert Storm.
Yes.
That is.
Tim was at Desert Storm.
Anyway, it is.
Way
a great
to go,
day.
Bob.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck I'm doing here, but that's nothing new at all.
But that was one thing about last night. You just said something interesting there because, you know, the veterans walk around. They're in everyday civilian life now when they get home, and they're around their family, and you know, some people are coping with things, some people are helping out, and really, you know, doing things well. But when last night to see everyone in their uniforms, it's a moment of pride. I honestly felt that all through the building. Every time whether a picture was flashed or you see them in the hallway, you know, they were proud to be there last night. And the whole NHL is doing it tonight, the Pittsburgh-Montreal game in Pittsburgh. It's their recognition night for the vets. So, I mean, and they wore the camo outfits in warm-up, the Penguins did, so. Rivalry night again. Every Wednesday's rivalry night, and then we'll have to watch this game closely because we'll be in Pittsburgh in 2 days to take on the struggling Penguins.
Well, they were struggling. They're now 9-2 in their last 11.
Well, that's not struggling.
No, but I still think it's kind of.
Well, I guess because Crosby is struggling.
It's kind of, yes, he's struggling, but I still think there's a lot of smoke and mirror things going on there.
Oh, well, all right, Fleury's playing well.
Tim is back on the line, so 821-9710 is the number. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
Good,
hey,
buddy.
What's up, guys? Man?
Let me guess, you were just riding up and down in the elevator and your ears were ringing because you knew people were talking about you.
Yeah, they're burning, I guess.
Timmy, well, you told me a story last night about you over in Desert Storm, and you were a reporter.
Yeah, I was a journalist. I worked on a carrier, so I did everything from newspaper to radio and TV. Not quite as good as you guys, though.
Well, wow. Is this why you always break down my broadcast in the time I ride down from the press box to the dressing room after the game?
A little bit, but, you know, I just love the comments that you have. I mean, your quick, you know, quick sayings, I guess. You know, I just, you know, I'm so glad there are no cameras in that elevator because, boy, you could see me in my stool, and I'm just laughing every time I hear you guys. And I think... I just love listening to you guys, and it makes my job a whole lot easier and a lot of fun.
Well, we appreciate that. But we appreciate more the service that you did for the country and keeping people informed. That's another thing, too. I mean, to get into the line of fire just to let people know what's going on.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I appreciate it, and thanks for giving me a shout-out, I guess, you know.
Well, Timmy, how proud were you last night about that whole the night that the Blue Jackets put on for the military?
I can't thank the Blue Jackets enough for the support they did. I guess just not last night, but mainly last night, you know, just even though I was in there, I stopped, and as I heard them announcing, you know, just reinforces my gratefulness for the Blue Jackets organization giving me that opportunity, but also for my family. I had 10 family members there last night, and I mean, it's a great opportunity not only for my family, but any military veteran last night that was able to bring their families, and I can't thank them enough, and thanks to all the veterans that showed up last night.
Well, thank you, Tim. We appreciate it, and we'll see you Saturday, right?
Oh, yes, Phyllis, we'll see you Saturday night. I wouldn't miss it.
Thanks,
all right,
Tim.
Great. Thank you, Tim. And thank you for your service to our country. Let's go to next one. This is Kian? Am I saying this right? Hello, is it Kevin or what is? Hey, you're on the Inside Edge. Oh, Rodney. It's Rodney. Okay. A couple of things there. Rodney, I'm sorry, Rodney. I'm reading two things at one time, and I have a hard enough time doing one thing at a time. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you for taking my call. I was just listening to your program, and it's just very honorable, you know, with the Blue Jackets and honoring our veterans and the men and women in the service. And I just had to call because my son was in Afghanistan all last year, and he just loved the Buckeyes and watching the Blue Jackets and Columbus. And when they lost their first game last year, his team, his 8-man scout team, they told me that he didn't talk for a week. But the one thing in Afghanistan where he was at in Kabul, they always replayed the Buckeye game, and he was thrilled. And we'd get to Skype and talk about it, and he'd give me his analysis and stuff. So, like you said, and I heard a few minutes ago, we don't know what they go through there. And unfortunately, and I just say this honorably, that my son lost his life there last November 14th, and it's coming up on a year this next week. But he loved his country, and he just loved the Buckeyes. So thank you for taking my call.
Rodney, thank you for calling, and our condolences and our thoughts and prayers to you and your family. And just know that what your son did to sacrifice, make the ultimate sacrifice for all of us, is appreciated, not just by you and your family, but by each and every one of us. So thanks so much for calling the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Rodney. We'll take one more before we go to the break here. And next up we have Hector. And Hector with some active tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. Hello, Hector.
Hey, how are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We're glad to have you on our show tonight.
Yep. I just want to take the opportunity actually to say thank you guys for what you guys are doing for us and for giving us this space on the air. And at the same time, I want to take this opportunity to make a call to all my fellow service members out there, because unfortunately there's a lot of wounds that we come back home with it. They cannot be healed. They're not the physical wounds, but the mostly emotional and mental wounds. And if there's anybody out there that is struggling with those and struggling to cope and be back into his civilian life, reach out, guys, because there's always help, there's always hope, and we'll definitely stay together and be strong together.
You know, Hector, I'm glad you brought that up, because it is something that I wanted to talk about. I'd much rather have you do it, because you're in it and you know about the struggles when you come home at times. I was talking on a show earlier today about my grandfather fought in World War II. I couldn't have told you much of anything about his fighting in World War II, because it was something he never talked about until late in life. He told me a couple of stories. But is that commonplace when men and women come back? There's just sometimes that they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to relive it in their own head. They keep those things inside, and that can be more harmful than they intend it to be.
Sometimes it is. It is very hard for us sometimes to be back in. And but you got to keep in mind, everything that we have done for the last 14 years, or basically since September 11, all our country knew and our generation knew is basically go to deployment. And some of us, I guess I was lucky enough that I only had 3 deployments, but there have been some other service member that have 4 or 5 and up to you know, half a dozen deployments, and that is hassle totally your body and your emotions. And when you go back home, because everything that you did and everything you knew for the last 14 years has been deployed, your mind is very difficult to basically detach from that mental state and cope with the ability to be back and cope with the people and your family and your friends. And sometimes it's hard to be able to be in the same plane, the same perspective, and sometimes be able to reach out to other people's, like fellow veterans and fellow persons and organizations that actually do dedicate for it. The most important thing, guys, is you got to talk. You got to talk and recognize that you need help, and that there's going to be somebody that actually is going to be there for you for sure.
Hector, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for your tours of duty. Thank you for protecting our country and our freedom.
Thank you guys for the space.
Appreciate that.
Thank you. Great call. I mean, the support, you know, for these guys, and it really shows that camaraderie, that team. Those guys only know what they went through, men and women, each other, and for a call like that to call in and say, hey, you know, we're here for you, we're here for each other, it's really great.
It is great, and it's a special day, and I'm glad that you've taken advantage and called. I would do this if the Blue Jackets had won 10 in a row or lost 10 in a row. I really would today, because it is that day. We're lucky enough to have a show on Veterans Day, and just for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, it doesn't even put it, – it's not even – there should be a million times more than that to say thank you to our veterans and our active military personnel and what they've done. So I feel blessed and honored that we're able to do this for you tonight. The Inside Edge, 97.1 The Fan, Bob McElligott and Jody Shelley with you. It is Veterans Day, and we've had veterans calling in. We've got one more. I'm going to take one more here before we're done with the show, because Bruno has joined us. Hello, Bruno. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to
happy
you, Bruno.
Happy Veterans Day to you.
The reason I was calling, guys, is I'm former Navy, and I'm actually currently working with the VA, and I wanted to touch on something Hector said, and actually what Jody said, too, the camaraderie that you were talking about, it is very, very true. And when you go down to the VA over off of by the airport and everything, it's something that you can still feel throughout the guys that come through the doors every day. That camaraderie, that brotherhood, you can still feel it. And the scary thing is the younger guys that are coming in are starting to have some of those unseen problems. They don't show it on the outside. So I'd like to encourage anybody who knows a veteran who might be struggling to come on down to the VA. If anything, you can talk to another veteran, you know, another brother in arms, and they'll be glad to listen to you.
Well, thank you, Bruno. We appreciate that, and we appreciate your service and the service you're continuing to provide through the VA. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, is Bruno as part of our Veterans Day coverage. It's turned into a Veterans Day show, and again, I'm okay with that. It is their day, and the Blue Jackets had their military appreciation night last night. Pittsburgh Penguins are having theirs tonight. Right now, they're in a 1-1 tie with the Montreal Canadiens. Blue Jackets will be playing there on Friday night against the Penguins, part of a back-to-back. They play the Blue Jackets Friday. They go to New Jersey Saturday. So I wonder if we're going to get Jeff Zatkoff. I've got to do this one. We've got Bowman is on the line. He's a disabled vet. And, Bowman, I've got about 30 seconds. Can you?
Back-to-back, they play the Blue Jackets Friday. They go to New Jersey Saturday.
Are you there? Nope. Turn down
your
radio. Hey, how are you? I've got about 30 seconds. I'm sorry, we're near the end of the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Charles Bowman, and I'm a Vietnam veteran, Purple Heart, and I just want to say welcome back home to all the veterans that serve in the military. That's all I want to say.
Charles, thank you so much, and we appreciate that, and I'm sure that Charles, that means a lot to him, because those Vietnam vets went through a lot when they got back.
Yeah.
So it's great for him to call in and welcome everyone home.
Great messages here tonight. All these guys that have called in, thank you for calling in. You know, the messages to each other, and man, it's a special day for all of us.
It is. It's been very special the last couple of days, and, you know, tarnished by a loss last night with the Blue Jackets. But, again, they get a chance to go right back at it on Friday night. We've enjoyed your stories. We've enjoyed talking to you this evening. We've learned something tonight, which we don't say every day, but we've learned something from all of you vets that have come onto our show to be a part of it tonight.
Absolutely. And you know, the one thing, I think it was Bruno, the second last guy that called, when he said, just come down to the VA and just talk to somebody. And that, you know,
I've gone on a visit there with the team before, and with Stinger, we've gone over there.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
And when you have a problem, and you talk to someone who knows what you've been through, it's pretty. That's a pretty powerful message. So all these calls tonight, we really, really appreciate and respect everything you had to say here.
You know, and it's a much. I'm not equating this whatsoever, but when you guys are talking about the camaraderie, we know. I mean, you played the game, you didn't get out of the game. You're still in the game. There's still that camaraderie thing. When the summer comes it takes a couple of weeks because you don't know what the heck to do. That's no, you love being around your family, but you're so used to that camaraderie all the time, and it takes you a little while to settle down and get into a regular life. So it's not the same. Don't get me wrong. It's not the same as jumping in front of a bullet or getting out there and putting yourself in harm's way. But we understand that camaraderie part of it and how much you love it. And it doesn't matter if you know the guy or not. As long as you were on the same team at some point in time, you're brothers for life.
Well, he knows what you went through. Or he knows it can relate to something that you're talking about where maybe some other people in different walks of life don't.
So it's been a very special show for us, and we appreciate
nice job,
all
Bob.
Of you being a part of it. Hey, I didn't do it by myself, man. You were here too, so thank you.
It was a very very good idea by you on this Veterans Day to open up the lines and show, give them a moment to express whatever they wanted to express.
Yeah, you don't get to do it very often, and again, we're blessed that our show fell on this day. Blue Jackets will be in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. That's going to be a Friday night game. It starts at 7 o'clock. You'll be able to hear pregame coverage starting at 6:45 Friday night right here on The Fan. For Jody Shelley, I'm Bob McElligott. Thanks for listening to The Inside Edge here on 97.1 The Fan.